Okay. I don't know what happened. I got cut off my phone. I guess I got signal, but it just went away. So I'm going to have to piece this together later, and it's probably not going to upload because my podcast website doesn't like me editing stuff and then uploading it. I don't know. Every time I try to do that, it won't accept it for whatever reason. So if it doesn't work, I'll put up a part one, part two, and I'll keep the full version handy for when or if I ever do change podcast server hosting whatevers. But nonetheless, depression. A lot of things for depression. Another problem with depression is nutritional deficiency. People aren't eating right. You know, you eat junk, you're going to feel like junk. You eat good, healthy stuff, you're going to feel good and healthy. I eat a combination of all of the above. I take a lot of herbs, I take a lot of minerals, a lot of vitamins. I forage. I eat right for the most part. I'm not sure what you would call a kosher vegan because they kind of don't go together. Those are the two directions that I lean. You know, when I do eat meat, I typically only eat kosher foods. I cheat every now and then, if you will. I eat pepperoni, pizza from time to time. If I have the option between catfish and whitefish, I'll take whitefish, but a lot of times I don't. They're just serving catfish. So I'll just eat the catfish. But, and crabs. I love stuffed crab. So that's the only bottom feeders I'll eat. I don't really eat pork. Pork's like one of the worst things you can eat. One of. Not the worst, but one of. So when I do consume pork, it is very, very little, very minute. And I do take herbs that are anti-parasite herbs. Because if you eat pork, you're going to have parasites. If you eat bottom feeders, you're going to have parasites. No ifs, ands, buts about it. If you eat foods that are not kosher, you're going to have to do a parasite cleanse in your body at least once a year. And when I say once a year, I mean 3 months out of the year. At least. The more crap you eat, the more cleansing you need to do. Well, I take a lot of herbs, you know. That's no excuse to cheat, but I take a lot of herbs. And occasionally I'll have a soda. More occasionally than not, I'll have chocolate because I'm a chocoholic. You know, I like certain pastries. So, you know, I was a really good pastry cook. Oh, man. I tell you what. Anyway. Yeah. So we all eat things that are not good for us. But if you do eat things that are not good for you, you need to compensate with things that are good for you. You need to balance it out. You know, take a lot of herbs, eat a lot of good stuff, you know, forage, learn how to forage. There's tons of stuff out there that are good for you that grow wild, grow naturally. Free food and medicine, like dandelions, for example. Everybody's trying to kill dandelions. Not everybody, but you know what I mean. You know, they try to brainwash you on TV. Kill your dandelions. They're evil. No, that's medicine. You should be eating those. They're good for you. They're good for weight loss. They're good for your liver. They're good for a lot of things. Niacin. Niacin is basically vitamin B3. Niacin is great for depression. Depression and anxiety. There's St. John's wort, Melissa herb, valerian root, kava kava, rhodiola, and I'm sure I'm missing one. I'm sure I'm forgetting one. All of those herbs produce GABA in the body. And GABA is what you need for depression and anxiety. Well, the pharmaceutical version of that is called gabapentin. And then you get Prozac. But another antidepressants, antipsychotics, anti-anxiety. You know, if you got a really bad case of that, you know, something, by all means, you know, I'm not going to tell you not to go to the doctor and get something that's going to help calm you down and stabilize you. But once you get calm and stable, you need to go out and find the alternatives. Find out what God created that's going to help you with those problems. And you need to start subscribing to God's medicine, not this bullcrap, man-made garbage that doesn't help and has like 50 side effects. Why would you want something that has 50 side effects? You got to take another pharmaceutical for that has another 50 side effects. It doesn't make sense. It's insane. There's a few herbs that have side effects, and you got to watch out for. But there's so few that you can almost practically memorize all of them. Everybody can. You know, I have a lot of them memorized. But I don't have them all memorized. I'm not trying as hard as I probably should. Maybe I need some more Gouda Cola and some more Ginkgo Biloba and more vitamin B for that matter. But, because those will help you with your memory. And just help you with your brain, period. But, yeah, get out there and do your homework on what nutritional deficiencies you have and what nutritional supplements you need to combat depression. And talk about it, you know. I mean, if you got a lot of Taurus and Pisces in your chart, you're not going to want to talk about it. But you need to talk about it. Get it off your chest. And you don't need to pay somebody $100 an hour to do that. You know, find friends. Find people that you can rely on, people you can trust. I mean, we're all different. We're all different astrologically. We're all different socially, religiously, culture, environment, and upbringing. We're all different. So, you know, find people that you can trust. Find people you can depend on. And surround yourself with people, like-minded people, that are good, wholesome people that actually care about you and your well-being and your future. Talk to them. Get your feelings out and express what you're going through and process it. Because if you can't process it, it's not going anywhere, and you're going to be stuck with it for the rest of your life. So process it, you know. Like I told this girl, you know, help, be there for your guy and help him process. He needs time to process, and he needs somebody to be there for him while he processes through this. You know, doesn't need somebody to just walk away and turn their back on him. So be there for people. Don't just shut people out. I mean, you can't be there for everybody. You can't save the world. We're not superheroes. But, you know, be there for your group of people. You know, your clique, or whatever you want to call it. You got your friends. You know, the average person on Facebook has about 200 friends. Be there for those people. Be there for your friends and family when they need someone to turn to. If we reach out as a community, say, okay, play it forward. Play it forward concept is the power of three. You play it forward to three people. Those three people play it forward to three people. And those three people play it forward to three more people. And it just grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. The average person has about 200 friends. Real friends, not like me, where I have like 300 friends on Facebook because I use it for marketing. But on my personal profile, I only have about 200 friends, a little more than that, somewhere closer to 250 friends. Real friends. I just lost one, but that's okay because I just gained one, so whatever. Friends come and go, whatever, you know, you have your circle of people. If each individual is paying it forward to those 200 people, and those 200 people have 200 people that they're paying it forward to, and we're all paying it forward to the 200 people in our circle, the world's going to be a whole lot better place. So, get out there, find your 200 people, and be there for them, or 100 people, whatever, you know. Be there for your people, be there for your community, be there for one another. Quit allowing the government to brainwash us, quit allowing religion to brainwash us. Quit stabbing each other in the back. You know, be each other's stepping stone as a hand up, not a hand out, so that people don't use us as a stepping stone and walk all over us. So, that's my basic basis on that. So, nobody else is calling in. I'm going to call it a night. I got things I got to do. But, yeah, alternative health. Find out. Oh, there goes a pharmacy truck right now. Oh, Kroger's. It's advertising Kroger's. And get out there and pick your food, pick your medicine. You know, find out what God put here on this earth to help us. And go out there and study free food and medicine. That'll help you with 90-95% of your problems. And then people, reach out. Be part of your community. You know, that'll help with the rest of the problems. Whatever the free food and medicine, whatever God's medicine doesn't help you with, be part of your community and be an honest, heartfelt part of the community. And encourage others to do the same. And the community will get better. It'll improve. We, the people, have the power. United we stand. Divided we fall. Teamwork makes the dream work. So, yeah. Quit letting the government divide us. Race, class, gender, orientation, religion, all that stuff. They have hundreds of ways to get us to get divided. And we have one way that we can come together and love each other. What did Jesus say when the guy said, what's the most important commandment? Jesus said, love. Love God and love thy neighbor and the rest shall follow. So there you go. That's the answer to everything. Love. All right. Party on. Peace out. You can find more at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons & Dragons. Thanks, and good night.